The Ghana Police Service has called for periodic simulation exercises in offices and hospitality facilities to sharpen strategies and measures to counter terror attacks should they occur. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, the Deputy Director of Public Affairs of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Freeman Tete, cautioned Ghanaians not to create unnecessary fear and panic, but be observant and provide timely information.
We want measures to be put in place, but panic should not be created. Fear should not be created. Let's move freely, but as we move freely, let's be observant. Let's be conscious of our environment. And this does not go only to the hospitality. It goes for everybody, including GBC here. Let's also do a few simulation exercises in our hotels, in our workplaces, and see how it will be like when in an unlikely event of an attack. The mad person can be passing by. You may think it's an ordinary mad person. Bombs and other explosives will be fixing that person. And then all of suicide. Or a child can be passing by innocently dressed. And then you wouldn't know. Something he didn't. Recently, we all heard the news that these Chibok girls, some of them were used as suicide bombers. It's so scary, but I don't want Ghanaians to be scared. So the strategy or the security measures will not be the same. It depends on the situation. So you only visualize that in case this happened, what are the measures? But when we talk about the Westgate Mall, it wasn't about suicide bombing. It was about real firepower.
DSP Freeman Tete is Deputy Director of Public Affairs, Ghana Police Service, contributing to the program via telephone. The Deputy CEO, Ghana Tourist Development Company, Gideon Aikwe, entreated key players in the hospitality industry, particularly hoteliers, to strictly conform to standards in the wake of terrorist threats for the safety of all who patronize their services.
Definitely, we must be security conscious. We must look out for suspicious characters. I mean, you can tell people can dress very, very well. They come gentlemanly in front of you, trying to secure an accommodation or whatnot. But if you check their details, for example, if you want to look in the passport or the identification, you check their details. If you're well trained, I mean, you would know that there are certain questions that you need to ask. Most of the time, we go to the front desk, checking in the hotel, and then we use fill one or two. Sometimes they even ignore certain other places that you must feel. But then now that we are all aware that this is imminent, that it could happen at any time, these are sort of things that we do not have to take for granted at all. It is not for nothing that they've been provided. And so we must make sure that we fill them to the letter and make sure the security of the guests, the security of staff, the security of everybody who visits there is protected.
Gideon Aikwe is Deputy CEO, Ghana Tourist Development Company. The Great Accra Regional Chairman, Ghana Hotel Association, Dr. Edward Akanyamike Jr., allayed fears of clients and probably hotel guests, saying the association is collaborating with state security to ensure safety at the hotels.
The industry, the hoteliers, are putting every measure in place. I'm glad DSP also acknowledges that. For instance, we are trying to strengthen the partnership with the police, and indeed at our next meeting, which is next week Wednesday, we have the regional commander visiting us together with some key officials from the immigration service and the fire service to give us some tips on security and safety. Let me also mention that the association also attaches importance to security to the extent that in our first awards, we actually had an award for most secured hotel, which Oak Plaza on the Sprinters Road won that award. So yes, indeed, we are doing our best, and the public should be rest assured that with the support of the security agencies, whose primary duty and role is to secure the nation, we are on course to ensure that everything goes on with hotels and they are free to visit us.